This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO's morning news.
Colorado preparing with the nation for the eclipse to happen today. We're looking here in Colorado at about a 70% eclipse. Experts are warning people about fake eclipse glasses. Amateur astronomer and NASA Solar Systems Ambassador Mike Courtright says you'll need to make sure you have the real deal.
You absolutely need to wear solar eclipse glasses.
The American Astronomical Society is reminding stargazers to wear only approved eclipse glasses to watch today's event. Real eclipse glasses are especially made to block out most of the visible light, but the AAS notes the market is full of cheap knockoffs that could cause blindness. The society has provided a list of reputable makers of eclipse eye protection for the roughly 32 million people who will be able to see the total solar eclipse where they live. And major progress to report this morning on the fire burning on the north side of Pueblo Cruz. Now have it at 80% contained. It's at 170 acres. Flames sparked on Friday near Jerry Murphy Road and Vision Hills Parkway, forcing people in 25 homes to leave. But the pre-evacuations for Overton Road have since been lifted. The American Red Cross Reception Center is closed. Same for the large animal shelter sites at Liberty Landing Stables.
A downtown Colorado Springs family is looking for a new place to live. Their home went up in flames late Saturday afternoon near Platt and Hancock Avenues. Crews posted video on social media saying they had lost most of the fire, knocked down rather, within 30 minutes. No one was hurt, but four people and two dogs are displaced. Another fire in Pueblo is fully contained. It broke out Friday at the Evraz Steel Mill, triggering a public health alert. Everyone was asked to stay inside due to all the smoke in the air, but that ended yesterday. Still, the advisory shut down both municipal golf courses. All games at Lingioni Field were also canceled. Two firefighters did suffer minor injuries battling the flames, but Mayor Heather Graham confirms they're okay and already back at work.
Man, those winds were getting with it over the weekend. The windstorm that hit the Front Range over the weekend down many power lines, which sparked several fires. Fire crews in Evergreen responded to two large fires. The first one happened when the sparks from a power line burned about 50 acres in a backyard. The second fire happened when the downed power line became re-energized and was quickly put out. In Edgewater, a downed power line started a fire that damaged a house, though nobody was hurt. A red flag warning was in effect for that windstorm. In other news, the FBI is looking for any more Colorado victims of a cyber stalker. They believe they might have there might be more as part of a Texas man scheme. The 21-year-old pleaded guilty to three charges. Court documents show that Hugo Cardona Jr. hacked into Snapchat accounts to steal racy photos of girls, then would message them on social media and threaten to release the images if they didn't video chat with him while engaging in sexually explicit conduct. This went on from August 2020 to last June. Cardona will be sentenced in June.
An effort is underway to get students across the state back on track. The Colorado Department of Education says nearly one in every three kids is chronically absent. That means they're missing at least 10% of classroom learning. This was the case for nearly 270,000 children, ages kindergarten through 12th grade, during the last school year. The department reports that was the second highest on record for levels of disengagement.
And finally, what is the best decade for music? Bree Tennis has that story.
Music historians say the 60s were the best decade for popular music, although 40% of all Americans say the 80s were best. Psychology Today says the best music comes down to when you were in high school. They say music bonds to teenage brains differently than other times, and while high school might not have been the best for you, the music was. I'm Bree Tennis.
We are looking at mainly sunny skies this morning. If you're trying to catch a glimpse of the eclipse here, we're not in totality, but we are at about 60 to 70%. It begins at 11:26 this morning in Colorado Springs and maxes out at 12:39 for about 3 or 4 minutes. Afternoon highs today are going to be chilly in the mid-50s. Colorado Springs in the low 60s in Pueblo. Overnight lows Tuesday morning in the low 30s. Afternoon highs in the upper 50s and low 60s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.